1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Kremlin says a three-hour meeting between Vladimir Putin and U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff was constructive ahead of President Trump's Friday deadline for a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Some people here believe that actually Donald Trump wouldn't go through with this threat to impose hefty tariffs on countries that do business with Russia.
The family of one of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged victims vehemently opposed to a presidential pardon for his co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell. Virginia Giuffre's sister-in-law tells CBS.
She really described Ghislaine as almost this puppet master.
Giuffre died by suicide. Infectious disease expert Dr. William Schaffner speaking out after Health Secretary Kennedy pulled $500 million in funding or vaccine research.
They have been used in literally millions upon millions of doses around the world. These are very effective and very, very safe vaccines.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices are up 4.8 cents compared to last week, landing at an average of $2.92. This is 0.7 cents lower than a month ago and over 56 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average has increased during the past 2 weeks and is up 1.3 cents from last month, standing at $3.11 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say OPEC Plus has fully restored production to 2023 levels. The weak jobs report and renewed tariff threats bring fresh economic concerns, causing oil prices to potentially face headwinds. This could pave the way for a decline in gas prices in the weeks ahead. Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.76 to $2.87 per gallon. The Wisconsin Elections Commission deactivated nearly 200,000 voter registrations on Friday, August 1st. This happens every 4 years in a maintenance process required by law. The voters deactivated by the WEC had not voted in the past 4 years, and the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Megan Wolf, says the WEC does not have a record of them responding to a mailing from the agency regarding their registration status. Every 2 years, the commission is required by state law to conduct voter record maintenance. Wolf said the required review helps ensure the integrity of the statewide voter database. Individuals whose voter registration status is deactivated can no longer vote using that voter record and must re-register to vote at their current address. Of the more than 202,000 postcards the commission mailed in June notifying inactive voters a notice of suspension, 9,501 did respond. Voters with no record of responding or whose postcard was returned as undeliverable by the post office were deactivated. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We got some fun lined up over the next couple of hours and kicking things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little clearer skies out there today. Mm-hmm.
It's trying its best, right? We've had it with this, but here's the good news. The alert expires at noon. I really don't think it's going to be extended this time. We've got a whole weather system moving in, and winds are already out of the south. So they'll start to increase this afternoon, probably in the next 2 hours or so. We'll see gusts around 15 miles per hour, and that should thin the smoke and kick it on out of here. And then the next thing we've got on tap is the heat, the humidity starting to seep in. So we've got a little bit of that today. Highs will be in the mid-80s both today and tomorrow, getting muggy, getting sticky. There is a chance for some light drizzle, scattered sprinkles this afternoon. And then tomorrow afternoon, chances for showers and thunderstorms. None of those are expected to be severe, but a little damp in the afternoon. And then that's when the heat and humidity really surge in. We're going to be getting to the 90s for Friday and Saturday. So 2 days hot and humid, dew points in the 70s. And then we've got a cold front that is going to move through probably Saturday and into our Sunday. It kind of stalls a little bit over the state there. So that is going to be sparking up some showers and storms, and those could be strong to severe. So again, that's over the weekend, but still seeing some stormy activity tomorrow afternoon. And of course, some chances for drizzle still today.
Good to know.
I'm okay with that, though, because my lawn really needs it, especially if it's going to get super hot.
Right.
I agree with you. I'm starting to see those dry spots out there. So much needed rain.
Melissa, as soon as you said that, I thought of my dad, the backyard, and how my father's just like a single tear just coming down his eye as he looks at his backyard.
What happened? It was so green.
The man did not cry when I was born, but this will upset him.
How do you know that, James?
I have no idea. Brittany, real quick, one thing I did want to ask you about, and I have a couple of students that are with us right now that are from overseas, and this got me thinking about this because and along with that, we're doing a story a little bit later involving some people from from outside of the country, and there are things that we should try here in the States. And I got thinking about weather in other countries. Do you ever find yourself looking at the weather in Europe or anything like that? I know when I was in California that they had this is satellite dishes and things like that, and you could look at the weather in like Scotland and things. And I just thought it was interesting. Do you ever catch yourself doing that?
I used to do that more before when I had more free time than I do now. It is pretty cool to see their different climates because they are completely different. Mm-hmm. And I had learned, I mean, I had no idea that London was just cloudy and rainy all the time.
It is.
It never gets really, really warm.
I thought it was a joke. People in London are like, hey, Seattle, hold my beer.
It's even worse in Scotland. Yeah. That's why they're cranky all the time.
Can't blame them.
Understandable. I appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning right in this time slot and putting up with my silly comments and questions and stuff. She's great.
She's awesome.
We appreciate you, Brett. Appreciate all you hanging out with us. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in just a little bit. We're going to get into that one. What U.S. state has banned AI therapy? We will get into closer than you think, tell you that much.
Oh, interesting.
We've got a couple of other ones going on that we want to get into, and we are going to wrap up the hour with non-American things that the world highly recommends to Americans.
Okay. That should be an interesting list. Yeah.
I think one of the fun things about this, and not just for us, but we want the audience to participate, I also want to get into the likelihood that we would do these things. That's not a part of the article, but I thought it was an added-on kind of thing.
That's a good little thing, yeah.
We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour talking about some entertainment. We got Dolly news for you. We got why Adam Sandler wears baggy clothes. and the VMA awards. Nominees. I'm sorry. The VMA nominees were announced.
Okay. All right.
Talk about that, and we got a newsletter to talk about as well. And an open house party.
All kinds of stuff.
We got
going to be out and about today. Yeah.
Also, in the 10 o'clock hour, I really wanted to get into this article with you guys that I came across that I thought was really interesting. Did anybody ever hear this? That Iceland has banned baby names. They have names that are on a banned list. They have a list of names, and I just pulled up the girls' names and just the A's and was blown away by some of the names that are banned in Iceland. I didn't even know this was a thing until a little while ago. I want to say, last month I saw this article. So I've been trying to get this in for a while and everything. We got that one coming up for you. And plenty of more great stuff. But we kick off the show talking about our sleep. Yes.
All right. Or lack thereof.
Our morning show, our morning show that is designed to try to get your day started right. And waking up, we're talking about sleep. Yeah, that's
the thing you just did.
I got to talk to the producers.
Some of us.
A new study found that the average American begins their nighttime routine at 10:15 p.m.
Okay.
On average, it takes 21 minutes to get ready for bed, so that happens around 10:36, and then it takes about 40 minutes before people actually fall asleep.
Okay.
And the average person falls asleep about 11:18 p.m.
Okay. Wow.
Of course, the timing varies based on when people need to get up in the next morning and how much they need to do before starting work. Third shifters, you know, say a shout out to all of you out there. Yeah. Certainly, I worked a lot of third shifts in my life. The average person reports that they have three mornings per week when they wish they'd gone to sleep earlier.
Okay. That's a knowing chuckle, Melissa.
That's it? Three mornings?
I believe they lowballed that.
Yeah, they might have.
The top excuses for why they didn't include needing to get more chores done. They're night owls who like to being up late. They don't want to sleep and fast forward to the next work day. And they want to connect with their partner, so they stay up later. And,
okay.
I think there's actually something kind of encouraging about that last one right there.
Yeah.
You know, with most people don't work the same shift. Most people that live together don't work the same shift. This is one of the ways that you get to, you know, hang out together is by staying up a little later. Not that that's a good thing to stay up later, but the reasoning.
Sometimes that's the only chance you get.
It's a heck of a lot better than my reasoning.
I'm very, very sad that my reasoning is not on there.
What's that?
I'm reading a really good book I can't put down. That is always why I end up, mostly always why I end up staying late.
My mother, my sister, same boat.
Yes. I have the solution, Melissa. You need one book that's just for bedtime. And it can't be something you're interested in. It's got to be
accounting terms.
I am actually quite serious about this, because if you do that and it's one you don't care, you know, you don't get any, you know, progress
I'm
on or anything
pick
like
it up
that.
Then Seth, I'm just not going to pick it up.
Maybe not zero interest.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit of interest in, just, but not enough to keep
it's
you riveted. Right?
Dry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That works for me.
It's interesting to find the balance of that, of trying to find what is interests you enough to where you actually will pick the book up, but not enough to keep you awake.
Here's something else that I have found. A podcast where, you know, it's something you like, but it's, you know, people that have, you know, nice voices and that kind of thing. Put the timer on, you know, for like 10 minutes and it'll turn off kind of thing. Because then you won't miss, you know, if you leave it on, it just keeps running and you'll miss the thing you have to back up. But if you do it for like 5-10 minutes, if you know you're going to be, you know, dozing at that time, then you don't miss that much. You can just go back a little ways. So I think that works for me, too.
I do a similar thing, sort of, but it's books I've listened to before, and I just put it in my ear and I fall asleep.
There
to
you
it
go.
Because I love the book, I love the narrator, and I've already know the story, so I'm not going to miss.
You're not going to miss anything. Right, see, that's a great idea
that's
too.
A good way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, since it's August now, parents of school-age children generally get less sleep when their kids go back to school. 53% of them say that they have to get up earlier to get their kids ready, and about 25% say that they have to stay up later to prepare lunches or help their kids with their homework.
They're on their own. What are you talking about?
All right, we know how Seth parents.
I've waited long enough so they could do that. I'm like, yeah, you do that. I don't need me anymore. You can do that
and
yourself.
Clean up the kitchen when you're done.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. Time to stand on your own.
Life lessons.
My dad was very, very, my dad's got a calculator for a brain. Anytime that we had math troubles, me and my brother and sister, we would go to him. What I loved was going to him with like history. With like things he was not his wheelhouse, but he tried so hard. And we didn't have internet. We didn't
of course,
have
you know, yeah.
We didn't, and we had one of those things where we got encyclopedias, but not like all of them. We're like missing the D's and like the so I's.
Certain things you know a whole lot about, and something you know nothing about, right?
Yeah. And so we would just be looking and searching for things, and he just tried so hard. And by the end of it, usually it'd be like, well, I think like that's you know that's where you're going.
Well, there you go. You at least you had something. Then
I have not said anything personally about any of this article because I have no place to. there is not one moment in my life that I believe I was probably asleep by 11:18 at night. I don't think there was one day if I stayed up 24 hours beforehand. I don't think I fell asleep at 11:18. I don't know that that's ever happened for me. I will admit that as I've gotten older, I do like being a night owl to some degree. But I've tried just about everything, including sleep studies and all that stuff and everything. And I don't think that anybody is a lost cause. I don't think that anybody should stop trying or anything. But I do think that you try to find, okay, well, I've tried all of this. That none of that is working. What can I? How can I work with this?
Mm-hmm.
How can I try to get the sleep that I need, that I desperately need? Because you know, I want to live.
you want your brain to work, right? Yeah.
I just want to be. I'd like to be able to do this job well. All those things are great, right. But that's kind of an add-on. It's more so just kind of want to be here. Yeah. Kind of like life,
which you know, it's important kind of thing. You know. Well, and as I've grown older, I have, you know, found the whole 20-minute nap thing. Man, is that awesome. I'm glad I discovered that, and I could do
power
it.
Power naps are amazing.
They are amazing, yes. Can't do too much, but if you do that certain, you know, 10, 20 minutes, you don't feel too groggy when you get up, and you do feel refreshed. It really works. Mm-hmm.
There really is something to that.
It is, yeah.
I'm not able to do it very much. It's really hard for me to fall asleep, but I do, I've felt great. Mm-hmm. I have felt great from those. Mm-hmm. And I will recommend directing a play. That'll help you. That will help. That definitely will help. I did bring that up for a reason. Shameless.
That's all right. Let's do it.
But last night,
let's hear about it.
Last night we wrapped up the final night of auditions for On Golden Pond. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to thank everybody that came down both nights and appreciate everybody so much. All the people that reached out that were wanted to audition on you know outside of those incidences and everything. We will have the cast ready for you this afternoon, early afternoon sometime. Mm-hmm. I apologize to the. I know I always like to know the night of, and I really wanted to do that for our actors. But I've got the name under, you know, somebody's got to say, hey, who's directing this thing? So that's why my name's there. I'm not the brains of this. Gretchen and Bethany are. And I got to pick Beth's brain last night, and mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to talking with her more about it today. And we're going to meet up with Gretchen today and talk a little more about it and hammer it out.
Very cool.
But I the one thing I could have asked for, this community did. They made it tough on me.
Yes.
And I can guarantee you whatever combination I go with, this is going to be an amazing show. And everything you like about the movie, or if you've gotten to see any of the Broadway play, we're going to be able to bring to you in a Wisconsin way.
Nice.
And I feel very confident about that, and I'm very excited about that for the audience. Mm-hmm. I think that if you love this show, if you love this play, if you get this play, you're going to like it that much more with the Wisconsin kind of tie that it has with the actors we're going to be, we have to choose from. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that. And again, to everybody that auditioned and does not get a part, we would love to have you backstage. There are other roles for you. Mm-hmm. And as I said last night, and I know it's a corny line and I don't care, the whole world is a stage, but not everybody is willing to act on it. We appreciate those that do. Mm-hmm. And never stop auditioning. Never stop auditioning. Whatever it is, keep going for it. Get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. Be paying attention to social media if you did audition and you're looking forward to that. But chances are I will be calling you sometime this afternoon. So there, you've been warned.
if you had a weird number on there, then you'll know who it is.
I still have an Illinois zip code.
Area code, yeah.
Everything. So, be on the lookout for that. And thank you again to everybody. We appreciate you. We'll take a quick time out, come back talking some El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
El Cafe in Port Edwards is your small town stop for big flavor. From sizzling breakfast tacos and fluffy pancakes to juicy burgers and classic tacos, everything's made fresh and served fast. Ranked one of the top 10 fish fries in the Wisconsin Rapids area, El Cafe brings bold taste and hometown charm to every plate. Family friendly, affordable, and always satisfying. It's time for good food. Visit elcafewi.com to see the full menu and plan your next get together with family and friends. El Cafe, find and follow on Facebook.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92.
It's 64 at our studios.
Let's get in the mood, a real groovy mood. Let's have a party. Let's get in the mood.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself when they open their doors again next week.
Yeah. Next Monday. Yeah. They'll be back.
Oh, they'll be back on Tuesday, I thought.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Because Monday
is closed on Mondays.
Yeah. Always closed on Mondays. I'm sorry. That was my bad.
Next Tuesday, make plans to head on over there and check out some of that great food, a great atmosphere, mm-hmm. and the wonderful people at El Cafe. We appreciate them. Buy local, support
Love
local,
them.
Everybody. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Encourage you to reach out to us anytime throughout the next couple of hours. We love celebrating your birthdays and love live on the air birthdays
and
anniversaries.
Yeah, even better. Even better.
Mm-hmm. Those are always fun. Melissa, this is your last time with us this week, so I'm going to put you to work a little bit here.
Hey.
One or two.
Oh, man, you make it so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
All right, because it's the qualifier. We can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Kim Douglas.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Kim. Hope it's a good one for you. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a very happy birthday, happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 14th anniversary.
Oh.
Brian and Heather Stainbrook.
Oh.
Brian and Heather, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. They got married 1 year after we did. Beth and I got married. I just realized that. So that's cool, yeah.
It's weird to me. I don't understand my heart. Yeah, I really don't understand my heart. But I get so excited about the like 50s and 60 anniversaries mm-hmm. and stuff. I get just as excited about seeing these ones like in the teens.
In the teens,
stuff,
man.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Happy 14th, Brian and Heather. You're our qualifiers. We mm-hmm. encourage you to brag to everybody about mm-hmm. it.
That's right.
And taking a look at who you share your birthday or anniversary with, Celine Moonfry is 49. Punky Brewster is 49.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Just that. I don't know if there's ever been one that hit me this hard.
Wow.
I don't know why. But oh, my God.
Well, and especially when you realize that you grew up around the same time. Because she's my sister's age. And it's like,
I thought she was younger than me. I thought she was, man.
She's actually a little bit older than you. Yeah.
She also played Roxy on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes.
So that's no way. She was one of those child actors, too, that struggled a little bit. So it's just cool to see that she got back into acting and doing some stuff.
They did an updated Punky Brewster 2 with she has her own kids.
Right.
They did that for a little
while.
It was a fun little show. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. To me, it's a little similar to what we're seeing right now with Lindsay Lohan and her getting kind of a third act, if you will. I don't, you know, I'm not a big Lindsay Lohan fan or anything like that, but I always thought she was talented. Mm-hmm. I liked her when she was on SNL, mm-hmm. and I like seeing anybody in the world, for the most part, being able to make a comeback like
right.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Vera Farmiga is 52. One of the better actors I think I have seen in my lifetime. Doesn't work much. Lorraine Warren in the Conjuring movies. I think a lot of people would know her from that.
Okay.
She was on the short-lived TV show Bates Motel, where she played Norman's mom. Because it's a prequel.
Yeah, right, right.
And I watched the
first
season.
Yeah, I remember a little bit of that.
Because of her. Now the kid that went on to play the doctor, the autistic doctor and stuff, that show that did pretty well and stuff, he was on there and he did a good job too. But Vera,
I didn't remember that.
Vera is one of these actresses that is just so like she pulls you into every scene. She really is good. I'd love to see her work even more. Jerry Halwell is 53. Ginger Spice.
Oh, wow.
I watched a...
That's even worse than Punky Brewster, that she's in her 50s now. Yeah. Oh,
I watched a Dark Side of the 90s that focused on a lot of the boy bands and the girl mm-hmm. bands and stuff like that. I knew zero to nothing about the Spice Girls. I learned a lot about them. Mm-hmm. And those ladies, like, first off, they were the first, like, and only really, like, British girl band.
Yep.
They really put a mark on... They really set a bar for that to where Destiny's Child and so many other bands come out after them. Mm-hmm. But Jerry Halliwell was the glue of that band. Like, she was the one that really kept that band focused. And,
wow,
and
I didn't know that.
They spent like 6 months to like a year in a crummy apartment practicing, training, yes. Working their voices. None of them were necessarily a 10 in the talent spectrum. But when they worked together, they really were.
Yep.
And I again, not my music, not my thing. But I'm always impressed with people that can rise above, that can do these things.
One of my all-time guilty pleasures, the Spice Girls. I love the Spice Girls. I do. I do. I admit it.
That's awesome. M. Night Shyamalan is 55. at one point was considered the next Spielberg with his run of early movies. And then he kind of went to the well too many times.
I think he became a little too... too free with his obsessions and putting him on the screen and things, you know. I mean, Sixth Sense, by all accounts, great movie all the way around. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a fabulous movie. And then diminishing returns after that for a lot of them. I saw a couple movies I couldn't stand. I just didn't like them.
I think that Signs was the one that really pushed people away.
That got me.
Because people were let down that the twist or what have you ending wasn't more of a real hit home. I don't think it's worth... I think you just do a movie. If you have a miraculous twist, sure. But this whole, can we please end the whole dream sequence thing? Oh, he woke up and it was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
Laziest storytelling of all time. I hate that story.
It worked once.
Once, that's it.
It worked once, but now you can't do it anymore.
Nobody can do it again.
Can't do it again.
And for him, again, there's a theme here, I guess, today, unintentionally, but him, he could have went away. And never does anything mm-hmm. again. But he keeps going at it, does the last Airbender in some movies that, mm-hmm. that aren't his, and kind of proves that he can do scripts that aren't his own. And then he comes out with a couple of movies that are bangers, that are really good, and kind of gets back to what he was good at. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he's had like those last two movies bombed and done horrible. But that's the life.
And that is part of the business, yeah. So
I will say the Sixth Sense is, and I am a, I was raised on suspense movies and mm-hmm. Alfred Hitchcock and all that and everything, and Jordan Peele is the new Hitchcock. He's mm-hmm. amazing. But M. Night Shyamalan's The Sixth Sense is one of the greatest suspense movies, if not, you could make an argument, the greatest suspense movie there's ever been.
Yeah, everything came together.
I really liked it.
It is a flawless movie. Mm-hmm. It is so much so, my best friend in the world spoiled the movie for me, told me the ending.
Oh no!
Twice! Just in case I forgot. And I still love that movie mm-hmm. and was enthralled and blown away by it. It was, an incredible movie.
And I'm guessing that's one of those things that totally worked. It was an earlier movie. I know he'd made movies before that, but that was an earlier movie in his career. When mm-hmm. you make a movie like that, what do you do?
Yeah.
It's like Citizen Kane. What do you do after that, man? It's like, it's hard.
The Admiral, David Robinson, is 60. NBA legend, ex-San Antonio Spur center and champion, multiple-time champion. Mm. Or one, I think he at least won one. Maybe he won two.
I believe he won two.
Yeah, but great, great player.
And one of the best.
The Admiral.
But, I mean, which was a great...
David Robinson went to, he was in Navy.
Yeah, I believe he went to the Naval Academy, as a matter of fact. Yeah, yes.
That's where he got the nickname, Melissa. That's, it's a great nickname for a
basketball player. One of my favorite pictures of him was always in his whites, his Navy whites. Yeah. He looks so good in those,
Yeah. The wonderful, and I think one of yours, Michelle Yao, is 63. Madame Morble in Wicked movies. She is Filipia in Star Trek Discovery. And, of course, won Best Actress for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And was also in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I love Michelle Yao.
She is one of those people that no matter what she's in, she makes it better. And I totally believe that. She is so amazing. One of my favorite stories about her. So she was in, she was a Bond girl in one of Tomorrow Never Dies, whatever, whichever. Yeah. It was one of the Pierce Brosnan ones.
Tomorrow Never Dies. Yeah, Tomorrow.
You were right. And when they first approached her about this, you know, because she was used to doing action movies, you know, and you know, all this stuff. They approached her and said, do you want to be in a, you know, a James Bond movie? And she's like, really? I get to be James Bond? And they're like, no, you're the Bond girl. And after that, she was a little disappointed. She's like, But then they, you know, they worked through the script. So, I mean, she is no normal Bond girl in that at all. Yeah. I mean, she does an amazing job. And that's why, I mean, she's amazing. She's one of my all-time favorites. Yeah. Love her.
She's incredible.
Yep.
And I would love to have seen her as James Bond. I would love
She would have made an amazing James
Bond. Yeah, she would have killed it. She would have been awesome. And she shares a birthday with, when we look at people no longer with us, the legend Lucille Ball. Oh. Born in 1911, passed away in 1989.
Lucille?
It all really starts with her. And what I love so much about Lucille Ball, and that is a long list, everybody. I say that it all starts with her, and she would be the first person to tell you that it doesn't. You know, that just for as bold and of a bulldog as she was, and how much she had to fight, like pulling up your sleeves and getting into it. Every room that woman walked into was filled with nothing but old white men, and that they thought they knew more than her and thought that they could, you know, outsmart her or whatever. And all she did was walk out of every one of them with them dumbfounded. She an incredible human being. The entertainment industry is not what it is today without Lucille Ball.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. And period. She, I mean, her early movie career, she was an ingenue, you know. She appeared in several films in like the 40s and stuff. She people kind of knew who she was, but it wasn't until she founded a production company and made her own TV show when she became Lucille Ball. That's right.
Yep. First female studio head in Hollywood.
That's right.
And if this if that story broke in 2025, it would head it would lead most of our shows. It would be a headline. It would be such a big deal. She did that then
in the 1950s. Yeah,
it also speaks and it also speaks to the fact that it hasn't happened enough since.
Right. That's that's true. Very very fair.
We a couple quotes by her. Can I just quick?
Oh please,
go ahead.
I'd rather regret the things I've done than the regret the things I haven't done.
That makes sense. Oh, that's great. Nice. Nice. Love it.
The secret of staying young is to live honestly, eat slowly, and lie about your age.
So good.
And she was really funny. Oh. We were forget about that. She was also a very funny person.
I would say it's tough for me to decide between her and I think Lucille Ball had the greatest comedic timing I ever seen.
No, oh, there you go.
Yeah. I think it's the best awesome. I've ever seen. Flawless.
Yes. Top notch.
Yeah.
Love yourself first, and everything else falls into line.
That's a great one.
That's my favorite one of hers. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Lucille.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Air quality alert is still in effect. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
A high-pressure system is to blame for dragging in Canada's wildfire smoke. The system was parked north, and as it slid directly over the Midwest, it took the smoke with it. These pressure systems bring calm conditions, light winds, and sunny skies. Instead, we've been stuck in a haze. Because how this weather system works is it takes the air above and sinks it to the ground. Now some are feeling health issues and side effects from breathing in the polluted air. Looking back at 2023, we had 2-day hits of air quality alerts. It never lasted any longer. For example, June 27th to 29th, the alert was in effect for 2 consecutive days. Then again on July 14th through the 16th. Now this stretch we're in now, it's like the 7th inning of a non-scoring baseball game where it drags. As of August 5th, it's been an entire week. 7 days straight. Now, in some places, the alert expired on Saturday, but that still marks a record of 4 days in a row. The high-pressure system and thickest smoke is now slowly sliding to the east, hugging the Great Lakes and devouring New York. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system is building to the west and headed our way. This will kick up winds and shift the air mass out of here. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Now Justice Susan Crawford was officially sworn in for a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday following her victory in the April election. The state Supreme Court election was the most expensive in American history.
It also garnered national attention as an Elon Musk-backed political action committee spent tens of millions of dollars in support of Justice Crawford's opponent, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimel. Justice Crawford's victory secured a 4-3 liberal majority on the court, which could become a 5-2 majority next year. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their 5th win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jaire Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
That was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Jonathan Joss was fatally shot outside his home after a fight with a neighbor in early June. Joss had played John Redcorn on King of the Hill since 1996 after the original voice actor who played Redcorn passed away. Redcorn was honored during the season 14 finale of the show Monday night. Zigfredo Alvarez was charged with first-degree murder after the shooting but was later released on a $200,000 bond. San Antonio police initially said the murder of Joss, who was gay, had nothing to do with his sexuality, but have since walked that back, saying that they spoke too soon and the investigation is ongoing. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus recently expressed sympathy to the San Antonio LGBTQ plus community over the loss of Joss and says the department is committed to pursuing every lead in the tragic case. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You may have heard of the 4% rule when it comes to retirement. After you retire, you withdraw 4% of your retirement savings each year. The truth is, the 4% rule should be viewed as a guide, not as a strict rule. For example, the rule is based on retiring at age 65. If you retire earlier, you may want a lower withdrawal rate. Your lifestyle also matters. Are you planning to travel the world or spend more time at home? Consider inflation as well. A well-built strategy usually includes small annual increases in withdrawals. But you don't need to take a raise just because the calendar says so. So, stay flexible and revisit your plan of withdrawals regularly. That will give you the best shot at a secure, fulfilling retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92.
It's 64 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
summer edition of the show. We hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Got some an interesting story I want to get into here in a moment, but real quick, a little bit of breaking news, if you will, from a connection I have. I happen to know a guy over at the United... No, I... Terry John, CEO of your United Way of South Adams County, sent this over to us. Due to the forecasted rain tomorrow, they have moved the school supply collection, stuffed the bus to East Junior High School from 11 to 1.
All right.
We encourage you to spread this the word out to this. Yep. Maybe you know some families that have signed up for that. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they are aware of that and they know, or some people that want to drop supplies off. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, or help out or anything like that. And if you want, you can reach out to the United Way to find out more, uwswac.org. I would encourage you to do that. Give them a call, 715-421-0390.
We can help take the guesswork out of it. Just drop it off here today because it's the last day we're accepting those items. So, yes, hey, drop them off here. Go. We will take care of them tomorrow. So.
Yeah, we'll bring them over there ourselves. Yep. If I got to do it personally, I'll bring it over there and everything. If anything, just to bug Terry on her her stomping grounds, on her home
field,
she does to me all the time. No. We appreciate Terry and the gang over there at the United Way. Keep up the great work, and thanks for letting us know about that. Yep. We'll get that information out there a couple of times this hour.
Yes.
I've been doing radio here half my life. I've been in Wisconsin half my life, and one of the things that I've tried to do is embrace some of the things about Wisconsin that I love and enjoy. And some of that is, of course, having all my kids were born here. Mm-hmm. My brother was born in this state, and those kind of things. But one thing I'm never gets lost in the shuffle is that I am never going to be a actual Wisconsinite.
Right.
Most Wisconsinites make sure to let me know that. But every once in a while, I get to raise my chin up as a proud Illinoisan. And this is one of those moments for me.
All right.
Illinois just became the first state to ban AI therapists. A press release this week by Governor J.P. Pritzker signed the bill into law last Friday. People can still ask ChatGPT for advice on their own time. It just bans companies and actual therapists from using it like that.
Mm-hmm.
The new law says licensed therapists in Illinois can't use AI to, quote, make therapeutic decisions or communicate with patients. They can only use it for administrative work or things like managing their calendar. Therapists or companies that don't follow the new rules can be fined up to $10,000 per violation.
Whoa.
It's supposed to help protect people from bad advice and also to protect jobs. The press release included a line about protecting the jobs of Illinois' thousands of qualified behavioral health providers. So the big question is, will other states follow this, or is this starting something that is going to be much more talked about, AI bills, AI laws, some of those things? We are way, way, way behind on this one, just like we were with the internet.
Yep.
For many, many years, those of us that work at the Family Center or places like that could not understand how somebody that gets caught with a marijuana is doing hardcore time, where somebody gets caught with raping somebody is doing a couple of months. Mm-hmm. Like some of those things. Now, some of that has gotten better. Mm-hmm. It isn't where it needs to be, but it's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
That is an example of where we were with the internet. Like, that's rape. And I know nobody likes that word. I'm sorry that you're uncomfortable with it. That's our society. And if you don't like it, let's get rid of those numbers and let's bring those numbers down and start bringing domestic violence numbers down. Otherwise, I'm not going to shy away from words, and I'm going to make people face stuff. When it comes to something like this, we need to face this.
Mm-hmm.
I know how, I'm tired of hearing people talk about AI. Yeah. Oh, I'm so tired of it. You want to get done talking about it. Let's solve it. Let's figure this out. I don't say that, this is the bill to end all bills. This is the greatest bill of all time. I don't mean like that.
No.
They're doing something.
Yeah.
They're trying. They're working at it. And one of the more important aspects of all of this, AI is meant to make our lives easier. It's not better. It's not supposed to be easier. It's supposed to be better.
Better.
There's a big, big, big difference of that. And a AI doing my therapy?
Like, no thanks.
On any level,
right.
There is no level where I'm uncomfortable with AI in the brain and diagnosing things or anything. I'm not even sure how comfortable I am with a calendar. Like, I don't even know how I feel about that.
Well, because it is...
I'm exaggerating a little bit.
What we see now, every time you look at an AI, if it comes up, unbidden, by the way, it's not something that I was, you know, looking for. It's just there. It always says the same thing. Some of the information may be incorrect.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, that alone should make you pause, right? To say, wait a minute. Okay. And now we're talking about, like, possible vulnerable people.
Yes.
Okay? That this could be extremely dangerous for people who might be looking at self-harm or something like that, you know, or in a bad quandary, that kind of thing. No, we cannot have AI doing that. It's not qualified. Remember, please, everyone, remember, all AI as it is constituted right now is just the stuff that it's gotten from the internet. Okay, stuff it's scraped from other places, which is a whole nother topic. But this is stuff that it doesn't have. Everything's not on the internet. First of all, we can't have anything there. It's not thinking on its own.
No.
It's not doing that. All it is coming up with the next most likely thing. It's literally the odds. That's what it is. It's probability. That's all that it is. It's looking at, well, this is used the most this way, so it's probably going to be this, right? Mm-hmm. Like autocorrect, right? On your phone. How wrong is autocorrect, right?
Often.
This is just this. It's the same thing. So we have to remember where we are right now. Do not listen to the AI companies and what they are saying. I hate to say it like this. They're lying to you. They are lying about what it's capable of right now, because they need to keep their stock price up.
Yeah. And they have invested a lot in this.
Billions of dollars.
And they're going to try. They're not going to be able to, but they're going to try to get their money out of it. They're going to try.
Yeah.
They're going to use us to do it. They're going to use us to do it. And that's how this is going. This is the job of politicians. To look at the gray areas in life, the things that we're not taking care of on our own as a society, and to be able to look out or look ahead or think ahead or any of these things. If you're on the fence about this, if you think that we're over exaggerating, every single one of you out there have called a customer service line with some kind of annoyance or some kind of product problem or something that is difficult, but probably not, you know, the end of days for you, but a frustration nonetheless that I don't make light of. And how many of you have called up and gotten a computer system and representative? Representative. Yep. Representative.
And your problem isn't on the list that they put out there for you.
Of course not.
Representative. Like, it drives you insane.
Real person.
Real person. Now imagine you're in a mental health crisis.
Yeah.
And that's what you're dealing with. That's what they're trying to prevent here.
These are vulnerable people.
I think the next fascinating part of this is, where will other states follow suit, or should they or not? Because I'm not saying that this is, again, the law to end all laws and that this is the right way to handle this. I am thankful that they are doing something.
They're acknowledging that it's there, if nothing else.
And
exactly that.
As I'm saying this out loud, I'm realizing the bar for politics with me.
It's pretty darn low.
Just the fact that they're doing something.
It's kind of sad. Yeah. It really is kind of sad.
Yeah, I didn't realize that as I was saying it.
How many of us have already heard stories about people having conversations with ChatGPT and it turns really dark?
Yeah.
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 And those are just conversations.
Yeah,
you know, like,
that's all.
It's not a, I'm in a mental health crisis and I need help.
The press release mentioned one real life example of how AI doesn't always give great advice. A study last year had a therapy chatbot talk to fictional patients, including a former addict named Pedro. Ended up telling Pedro, it's absolutely clear you need you need to basically do drugs. The AI told him that the only way he would feel better is if he did the drugs. because it doesn't know any better. It's not thinking with
it's
feelings.
It's not thinking. It's not thinking.
It can't feel.
No.
And really, the only real reason I brought all of this up is to talk about the most insane song of all time, More Than a Feeling, which doesn't make any sense. How can it be more than a feeling if you feel it?
I like how you bring it back to Boston.
I was just trying to find a way to wrap up. I was trying to find a joke.
That song might have been early AI. I don't know.
It might have been. Oh, could have been. AI could easily write any Boston song. I'm sorry to any Boston fan out there.
Burn.
I'm not trying to insult Boston. Great band. Got a lot more hits than I got. but I feel like AI could have written that music.
I love it. Don't change a thing.
I'm really, this is going to be the story over the next 5-10 years of new bills, new laws being created and how they, you know, whether they are positive or negative and stuff and figuring that out. And if they work or not, if they help.
That's the
or
other
not,
thing, too. Yeah, too. That's it.
And also, I wonder how many of them will be written by AI.
Oh, the irony.
That's the perfect type of humor where there's a little bit of truth in there, a little
there
bit
absolutely
of, you know,
is.
We will take a quick time out. We'll be back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. I mean, if it's called More Than a Feeling.
Let's go Brewers.
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
National Night Out, Fan Appreciation Night, Wednesday, August 6th at 6:35 p.m., wrapping up the season with a bang. Swing and draw. National Night Out features equipment displays and games from WRPD, a replica police badge giveaway, jersey off our back auction, and a finale fireworks show. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and National Night Out, presented by Camber Johnson, Tuesday, August 6th.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Don't think I know this one.
Ooh.
Neil Diamond playing us in here.
August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet.
I don't know there's many more smoother singers in history than Neil Diamond. No. I'm not a Neil Diamond guy or anything. I respect the man very much and in his career very,
oh, yeah,
very,
he was
very
a songwriter,
much.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't know. I've heard many. I couldn't tell you what my favorite Neil Diamond song is. I don't know. But there are a few singers I've heard that make it sound so smooth and so natural.
This is one of my favorite songs of his. So.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. We got some fun stuff to get into before we wrap up the hour. This is an interesting one. There's a forum online where people from around the world are sharing the non-American, quote, non-American things that are highly recommended to Americans. And here are a few of the really good ones.
Okay.
And we'll see. Now, along with this, I want to see what's the likelihood we will do these things. Okay. Or you know, whether it's in our lifetimes or not. First one on the list, month-long vacations. Or holidays, or going on holidays.
Going on holiday, yes.
Which is something I want my... That's the way to get me to go on vacation. I get to say I'm going on holiday. That sounds cool.
Okay, well, we got another bullet in our arsenal there, Melissa. Let's keep trying that, okay? One of these days.
It's a holiday.
I walked into that one. Doesn't that sound cooler than going on vacation, though?
Every time he walks in the room, holiday.
nice. America is work-obsessed and is one of the countries that offer the least paid vacation days around the whole entire world.
As a surprise to absolutely nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
which, again, you cannot use as an excuse, James. Mm-hmm. Civic Media,
no.
Very
yes.
generous.
No, yes, we are
with
very
vacation
lucky
days,
here. We
so,
are very yeah. lucky here. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that's likely to happen in our lifetimes. I would love to see. Now, I do think, though, that we are closer and closer every day to a 4-day work week.
I agree.
So that's part of where my thinking is.
Let's hope this comes like after that, maybe part of that whole thing. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
But how ridiculous that, to me, the greatest country is so behind trained in treating its people. Like we should be getting this better than most. We're the youngest of all these countries. We should have been able to learn from their mistakes and everything.
Come on.
Now, that also, though, as much as we beat up on our fellow Americans and ourselves and myself, I'll speak for myself. I beat up myself about my work, that I am work obsessed and all these things. It's to a degree understandable, whether it was our ancestors or not. The ancestors that started this country had to work their tails off. There was nothing to build on infrastructure wise or government wise or a lot of these things. And it's not surprising that all these generations later, again, even if your relatives didn't come over on the Mayflower, that you have this obsessive work ethic as soon as you get into this country. Look at how we talk about accents, and you spend a couple of months in a state and you start picking up an accent. It's not that different. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that I don't think we need to point the finger of blame. Mm-hmm. It's more of, we need to fix this. We need to make this better.
Let's find make it better right for balance. Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, because the other side of that page is that so many people have to work constantly just to be able to make rent, just to be able to afford to live. There's no time to take off.
Right. Yeah. That's part of it, too.
The next one, taxes included in the price tag, not to mention service fees and tips. So what you would see is what you're paying.
Right,
which, that would be nice.
That would be
sometimes
nice.
Sometimes that's really nice to know.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's something we could do. I think that's something we
definitely.
Could. I think a lot of people
corporations
would.
But corporations would push back on that.
Well, of course, because they like to show you that fake number of what it actually is. And then we add all these fees to it.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, it's going to be this much. But doubled.
And this junk fees, I believe they're called. Yes. Mm-hmm.
High-speed trains, or trains in general for public transit, not for freight.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
I'm completely biased.
Wisconsin was so close.
It was so close.
Yeah. It don't make any sense.
It doesn't
make it, especially when you consider how much we use trains still for transporting goods.
For freight, yes.
They're good enough to transport freight, but not people.
Yeah, get out of here with that. Yeah. We can
do
both.
Well, you know, the railroads would have to put in a lot more safety and support their workers before it'd be safe enough for
I love trains. I love everything about them, except for a lot of the way that the railroad industry has run this.
You guys are absolutely right in both counts.
It's what the industry that should be one of the heartbeats of this country has become a little bit more of, hey, what more money can I get?
Yeah,
and I'm so big, I can't fail. I'm so big that I can just pay off fines if I do things you don't like in your communities.
By the way, it's about to become almost a complete monopoly, because the two biggest ones are looking to merge, and with the administration, I think it's going to happen.
Which monopolies are not good for anybody.
No.
Join Michael and I a little bit later on Playmakers as we talk about the ESPN and NFL merger.
Ooh, yeah.
And what's going on with that?
Implications.
There is the only good monopoly is the board game. That's it. End of story.
That's right.
I would also argue that is also not that great.
Yeah.
You want to be trapped for 3 or 4 hours.
So right, Melissa.
It's monopolizing my time.
It is. Oh, my goodness. Those games never end.
They end. It's just with the board game in the air and my father running off.
Turning the table over.
My father with a literal $500 Monopoly bill in his pocket. What are you going to do with that?
Throwing hotels at you.
What are you going to do with that?
It's not legal tender.
Towel warmers in bathrooms.
Ooh. Oh. I don't know. This sounds nice.
I ran across that one time. Oh, my goodness. I can picture the bathroom, but I don't know where it is.
Oh, no.
It was really good. I was like, whoa.
I've never seen that.
This is nice.
I do think that sounds nice.
Very good.
Along with that, heated floors instead of vented heat.
Yes.
So that is coming to be a little more, you see it often.
It's called geothermal, and it's if you tie that in with heat pumps, you have amazing energy efficiency.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you have very comfortable houses as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing that out there.
Chicken salt. It's uniquely Australian, and everybody should try it. It's apparently just an incredible salt.
Okay.
From chickens?
Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe they just use it on chickens a lot.
This is literally the first time I've ever heard of it.
I've heard of Vegemite, but now we're going to do chicken salt.
Right. Poutine. Poutine. It's fries, gravy, cheese curds. Mm-hmm. It seems like it'd be right.
It's
up
Canadian.
The Midwest. Yeah, yeah.
Very Canadian. That's where it comes from. It's Canada. Yeah.
That's
I've had it before. It's delicious.
That
and I've seen it at a place or two here in Wisconsin. Yep.
Desserts that aren't insanely sweet. Just desserts.
I'm totally on board with that, man. Mm-hmm. The best pies aren't super sweet, by the way. I just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. Fresh squeezed juice machines in grocery stores.
Ooh.
Never
thought of that. Cool. Sounds good to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Split duvets. No more blanket stealing. You can regulate your temperature however
nice,
you want.
Nice, nice, nice.
It's an interesting one. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought about that. Let's see here. Butter on sandwiches. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people do that anyway.
Butter and your other things.
Yeah, exactly.
Butter adds another flavor.
Moisture. Yep.
This one has been on the rise, which I didn't know until reading this article. Bidets.
I was going to say, that's got to be on the list. Yeah.
Bidets have been gaining traction in the U.S. Mm-hmm. That's great to hear.
And chicken salt, a blend of herbs, spices, salt, onion powder, and garlic powder.
Oh, it's a seasoning. Nice.
It's a blended seasoning.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
And finally, on things that other people outside of the country think that we should try to do here in this country, quality of life improvements like universal health care, maternity and child care leave, and affordable college.
Yep. I'm on board.
Yes.
On board.
100%.
We'll be back with more show.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
CBS News Brief. Relatives of late Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre insist President Trump should not commute his co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell's 20-year sentence in exchange for her testimony to Congress. Giuffre's brother, Sky Roberts, tells CBS.
Why are we listening to a known perjurer? I mean, I think if anybody needs to be heard, it's the survivors. They should have a voice. They should have a platform to be able to stand on.
Vladimir Putin and U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff smiled and shook hands at a three-hour meeting ahead of President Trump's Friday deadline for a ceasefire with Ukraine. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
The Kremlin is at least portraying that this meeting was positive, useful and constructive.